Welcome back to, we think, episode 6 by now. Feels like 6. I'm going with 6.
That sounds right.
Yeah. To Are We Sorry?
Are we?
Are we? Welcome! This week is the holidays week. Christmas. Oh, that's pretty much it. The next week is going to be
National Holiday Boxing Day. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Is this week?
You're right.
Do you have anything?
Oh, my
What
list.
Are your thoughts on Boxing Day? Yeah, do you have anything on your list? Are you going
Which
shopping?
Question? Do I have anything on my list? And what do I think of Boxing Day?
Go on. Can't handle more than one question at a time.
No, literally.
It's like texting a man. You can only ask one.
Yeah, or else
or
you only
expect an answer to only one.
Yes, exactly. No, nothing on my list this year. I don't really go shopping on Boxing Day, actually, because it's so chaotic. And,
yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
I guess I could shop online, but I get so overwhelmed with, like, all the deals happening at once that I'm just like, I'm not getting anything. You know when you put so many things in your cart that you're like, you don't check out? Anyways, I do that.
Yeah, I get that.
She's like, sure.
I do that with Sephora.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll put, like, a ton of stuff and be like, oh my god, great deals. And then it's, like, total $370. And I'm like, what? I don't even need any of this.
Exactly.
And not even that, but like, I barely even wear makeup.
Yeah.
So I put stuff in there that I'm like, blush, bronzer, foundation. Obviously I need it. And I'm like, I think the last time I wore foundation was like at least 3 years ago. So I don't know why.
I would want it.
Just because it's on sale.
Exactly. And it's like a spending ticket. Day. Yeah. Literally. You're like, everybody else is doing it. Fuck, I'm going to do it too.
You're like, but I'll never have the opportunity to have this on sale again.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, but you didn't even want it. Why do you want it now?
Yeah.
You know, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's very easy to trick me mentally.
There you go.
I'm weak. But I'm also a shopaholic.
But the things that I want are, like, not going to be on sale anyway, so it's like, I can just...
Like what?
I really need a new phone.
It might be.
No.
I know they're on sale for Black Friday.
They weren't, I checked.
Well, Alex got hers on sale for Black Friday.
Like, at Apple, or you mean at, like, Telus and Rogers and all that?
Nah, I don't know.
Exactly. I checked on Apple, and there was no sale. I can check again, I guess. Because, yeah, I have the iPhone 11, and it's not working well for me. I can't even download any apps because I don't have the latest, like, iOS. Because, like, I don't have any storage left, and I keep trying to delete stuff, and it's just not emptying.
The storage is really the issue.
100%.
Because that's why I had to get rid of my last phone. Like, it was working perfectly fine, but I couldn't do anything anymore because it didn't have enough storage.
Exactly.
Because, like, the software takes up, like, 3/4 of it.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck do you mean? That's your only job is to have it. And then it's like, oh, you have 64 gigabytes. I'm like, no, I don't.
I know.
Because
it's
to even run
lie.
The phone, it
I
takes
know.
Like 30.
Yeah, I know.
It's so stupid.
I know. So
software shouldn't take up any of it.
Yeah, anyways. Or barely. So anyways, I'll keep an eye out because, yeah, it would be pretty much the only thing on my list.
Oh, see, it's like, I go shopping and obviously I'm going to check if that's on sale. And obviously I'm not going to buy that now because I'll buy it on sale. And now I'm like...
You just went shopping yesterday, though.
Yeah, I already bought 3 pairs of pajamas.
Yeah. So I'm like, I think your shopping's done.
They were on sale.
Yeah.
That's why I bought them, because I was like, they're already on sale. They're not going to get more on sale.
Yeah. But you're going to be out of here anyways on the 26th. Like, you have, like, parties and stuff to attend, so, like, you're not going to be in the shopping mode.
No, well, there's not even a mall.
Oh, just so there you go.
I know.
So.
I know, but I'm going to be online shopping.
Online?
Mm. Oh, and you know what I really want?
What?
But I don't think it's going to go on sale enough for me to buy it. Have you heard of Shakti, Matt?
No. What? Shakti?
Shakti? I think it's a Sanskrit word. It's like an acupressure mat. It's like basically it replicates... laying on a bed of nails. So it's like a bunch of like really spiky spikes, plastic spikes. And there's like hundreds of them on the mat.
Oh my God.
And then you lay down.
Of course.
And it's great for circulation. It's great for lymphatic drainage. It's great for like...
Is it safe? It might be great, but...
Yes, it's safe. It doesn't puncture your skin.
Oh.
It's not like blades.
Yeah, I know.
It's just little...
Plastic?
Plastic stubs.
Okay. I mean, really want to try it. It makes sense, though. Yeah, I'm like not even surprised.
And there's one that's like a pillow. I'm like, oh,
it's so great.
For your neck and your
head. Are they
head.
Expensive?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the mats go for...
$120.
The mat or the pillow? The neck pillow?
The mat.
Oh, I was expecting like hundreds of dollars.
Oh.
Like it's 400 or 500.
Spikes.
Yeah, I know, but probably nobody else is doing that, so they have the market.
There's
going
to
be talking business.
All right. How's your business degree doing? Oh, wait. You don't have one.
I was going to say, clearly, well. Because I'm giving you advice.
Mm-hmm. Really well. You can't even call sick today because you need the money.
Wow, just gonna air it out. Well, listen, it was a pretty expensive move, might I add.
Yeah,
shit.
Furniture's crazy.
100, yeah, that's what's killing me right now. It's like furniture, but if I were to like do this move again, I would totally do it differently. Like, I would take a fucking U-Haul and just drag my shit with me. But no, I was like, let me just come here with a luggage and buy everything here. Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
With no savings.
Yeah, exactly. So, hence why I still don't have a furnished apartment. It's gonna come with time. It's fine. So, like I was telling Mia actually yesterday, I was like, I'm just gonna be eating Christmas on the ground.
On the hardwood floor.
Yay.
Maybe put a little pillow down.
There's something. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But then again, that's the thing. Just... I'm like, oh, there are probably so many people who don't get to celebrate. Not who don't want to, but who don't get to celebrate the holidays. So I'm just like, it must be such a hard time of year for those people. Or you know, people who like lost a loved one during the holidays.
Yeah.
That shit kills me. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like jolly and like Christmas songs playing. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, am I the Grinch? The hell?
You're making me sad.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm not in like the best holiday spirit this year, I guess. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Anyway, moving on, because the second question you asked me.
Dragging.
Yeah, was how do I feel about like Boxing Day? What do I think about it?
Yeah, what's your
opinion? I think it's overrated. Maybe it wasn't back then.
Like, I was I don't know,
10, 15 years ago.
I want, like, USA, Boxing Day, lining up at the door at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
People throwing hands, breaking stuff, like, eating stuff out of kids' hands. Be like, that's mine.
Yeah.
You're weak, I'm stronger. Natural selection is taking course. That's what I want it to look like. And it just doesn't.
No,
it's like 10% off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Literally.
10%. That's not even tax.
No. I mean, anyways, my love language is not really gift giving. So I think I'm not like buying. Did you see that pun there? I'm not really buying into the whole gifting idea.
No, you weren't done your sentence. So I thought you were just saying buying.
I got too excited. I was like, oh my God, this is good.
You're like, do you get the pun? I'm like, no. I don't. Because you just said buying. I thought you meant physically buying.
Oh, that's so good. So.
Oh, I think mine is. I love giving gifts. But, like, good gifts.
Yeah, like, thoughtful gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm good at that, too. I think it's just, like, not my first,
first
thought, if you will.
Oh, no way. I love giving gifts.
Yeah, I know. Under the Christmas tree is full.
I know.
Oh, I came in and I was like, oh.
I love wrapping gifts too.
Yeah,
they and every really year funny. I have a theme. But this year it's very.
It's giving beachy.
It's really far. Well, because my theme this year was Christmas on the beach.
Yes, it's true. You told me because of your Christmas tree ornaments. Yeah.
But it just kind of because there's no Christmas tying it together. It actually just looks like wedding gifts. to what you find. It's like white paper with like blue. Some silk ribbon with like little shells. I'm like, this looks like I'm getting giving wedding favors, inviting you to be a bridesmaid.
Or like a baby shower.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's giving.
Exactly.
It's true.
Like, it doesn't look like...
Yeah.
The only thing Christmas about it is the fact that they're under the tree.
They're really wrapped beautifully, though, so...
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
You didn't need to tell me. I already knew.
Yeah, I wish just coming back to Boxing Day, I wish it was like it used to be. Or like Black Friday, how Black Friday used to be, you know?
Yeah, crazy.
Where it's like lining up at the door.
I know. But then I'm like, the economy is like so shit right now. Like, why would they be doing like 50% off?
Because the economy is shit.
No, but like businesses are like struggling.
Yeah, yeah, in that sense.
In that sense, yeah. So it's like, well, fuck, we can't really put it on sale. We can barely pay your employees. Cool. Yeah. So I think that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Get
it? That's true.
Yeah.
And like people don't have any money to spend.
Exactly. Way less anyway. Like Mia mentioned earlier, we had a sleepover. Because can't sleep over at my house. I don't have anything for her to sleep on. So we're here.
The ground.
The ground.
I can bring a camping mattress.
Yeah, I guess.
I can pop up my tent in your living room.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to. There's a bunch of space because there's nothing. And anyway, we had like dinner and I was going to say we ended up having a tequila shot, but it wasn't actual shot. It was a tequila glass.
Yeah.
Because Mia's mom was
having... my mother.
Yeah, she was having a tequila shot. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. I haven't had tequila in like 10 years. Let's do it. And she was like, yeah, just take it with like a bit of lemonade. Like, it's super good. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just do a drink then. And then Mia didn't calculate how much tequila she was putting in the drink. And
No, I did. I just wanted it to be...
You didn't. You eyeballed it.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I meant. You didn't calculate it. And then I go to sip it, and it's like, it feels like straight up tequila. But it's like
it was
a
really
glass.
Strong.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to sip on it and enjoy it. It took me 2 hours to finish it.
Yeah, but even if it had been measured correctly, it would have taken you 2 hours.
I see. Anyway, just kept adding.
Yeah, it was really
seven
strong.
Up. Oh my God. It was strong, and then I was feeling it a little bit because I guess I'm a lightweight and I don't drink often, so.
I also gave half of it to my mom.
Yeah.
Which I forgot about until now. So
it's
that
true.
Could explain why I
why
wasn't
you weren't
feeling
it
as much.
Yeah, it's true. I was feeling it a little. And then we were like, oh my God, should we do the podcast now? But then it would probably just be us spitting nonsense for an hour.
We would not make any sense. But it would be funny. I still think that that's something we should do.
Probably, yeah.
Like, take 4 shots of tequila and then...
4? The hell? Last night you said 2, now we're at 4. Okay.
Shit. 2's not gonna do anything.
4?
4?
Okay.
Yeah, 4 shots of tequila. Jeez. Or 2 shots of tequila. We start recording halfway through.
Two more. Yeah. Just for the buzz to last. But yeah, we were wondering. That would be pretty funny.
It's like a get tipsy with us edition.
Which is so not us.
No.
That's how I'm like, okay.
As if we drink all the time.
Yeah,
and go
it's
out all
so
the time.
Unbrand for us, but... Get tipsy. I don't really drink because alcohol makes me break out, so that's one of the main reasons why. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
I'm like, skin first.
Then fun.
Yeah.
I don't really drink that often either. I just hate feeling like shit.
Yeah.
And it's never worth it. Every time the next day I'm like, that was fun.
But you could have gone without.
But it's just not worth it.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel like nowadays, but like it's become like almost less popular, or it's almost become like a cool thing not to drink.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's because we're getting older too, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But like I don't have any friends that like go out every weekend, like party all the time.
No, me neither.
I'm like, no. Everybody rests. Everybody sleeps all the time. But everybody's tired all the time. We're not built very strong.
No, I was going to say, we're just built different.
We're so tired all the time. On the weak side. Yeah, yeah. Different. Wrong. We're built wrong. Dashing through the snow.
Speaking of which, should we play our
Christmas themed game?
Yeah. It's gonna be a Christmas theme charade. So we have like a charade generator and
Christmas word generator.
Correct. And then so I'm going to do it and then Mia's going to do it. And then we can only use 3 words to describe the word. And that's it. No cheating.
We'll see how it goes. If it goes absolutely terribly with 3 words, then maybe we'll just move on to describing.
I told Mia I feel like I'm going to be really bad at this because some of like Christmas words are so Anglophone that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Like what?
Like the one I told you earlier.
Wrath?
Wrath? What the fuck
to
is
me,
that?
To me, that is not a Christmas word. I don't know.
I don't know.
What context that's used during Christmas, but.
So oh, I was like.
Is it a religious thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like the Great Wrath? Is it in the Bible?
I don't know. So I was like, this is not going to go great. But, you know, that's kind of. That's us. You're going to go first because I'm nervous.
Okay.
I saw you look. I'm moving my computer.
Oh, I thought you meant I'm going to make you guess first. Oh. And I was like, come on, pass it over. Okay. So you're going to say 3 words.
Yeah, you're pretty good at this.
I play a lot of games. Okay. But now I'm scared. Now I feel like I'm going to do really bad.
Okay, but like this is like easy. Okay. I put it on easy for now anyways. If it's too easy, we'll move on.
Put it. Is there medium?
I don't know yet. I'm ready to go, so you'll wait. Okay. White.
Me.
What the fuck do you mean? You?
I'm pretty fucking white.
Why the fuck would that be on the Christmas generator, like charade?
Okay, moving on. Second word.
No, we're not done. You're not getting out of this. White, fluffy, sky.
Snow.
Yes.
Wow, that was way too easy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you sucked at giving those 3 words. And I was like, they were perfect.
The fuck? You're on, like, defense mode literally all the time. Yeah, that was way too easy.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Oh, we're not alternating?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I'm on a streak.
Okay.
Oh, God. How can I say this? Sex. Mrs.
What?
Or I should say.
No, it's too late. You said.
No, because I only have 2. So it's
exactly.
3.
Exactly. Okay. I thought you were correcting one of them.
No, I just want to put them in different placements. So it's going to be not sex. Mrs.
Virgin Mary.
Yeah! Oh my god, yeah! Yeah! I wanted to say the opposite of you.
Huh. Good one.
Well, as far as I know, you ain't no virgin, so.
Oh, it's growing back, I think.
Yeah. Wait, I have something. What do you think of people who are like, I'm a virgin, but like, they're not actually, but they just like
born again virgin?
Yes. I'm like, that's not a thing. I'm so sorry, babes, but that's not a thing.
Here's the thing. Well, no.
Is it our first disagreement?
No, but I was going to say, like, I've heard that in a lot of contexts where like, they were as children.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I know, that's why I'm like... There are contexts in which I'm like, it's fine. You can,
yes.
No.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Like, I regret bringing it up.
Literally. I feel so bad.
So in that context where it was non-consensual, we'll say, 100%. Then, yes,
you girl, can do still what you say want. That. Yeah. Fuck me. Well, no.
Oh my God, this is just getting worse. But,
yeah.
If that's not what we're talking about, yeah, no, that's not. Also, like, I think there's, I just don't understand why it's, like, such a big thing. A
big deal, yeah.
To be like, I'm a virgin again. And I'm like, well, by definition, you're not. No. But, like, that's also okay. Like, I don't get why.
Yeah.
I don't get why you want to be. Like, I don't
know.
But
then again, it's like, usually I've heard people say that just because they didn't like either their first experience or, like, the first person they had it with. Like, it was a first boyfriend and now they've broken up. So they're like, I'm a virgin again because, like, fuck that guy. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think it does either. I also just don't think it matters that way.
Nah, you're right.
Like, it's just, like, a label that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, I don't know why it made me think of that. Oh, this one's my favorite.
Can you guess just by me saying that?
No.
Christmas crack? Oh, no.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's four words.
Okay, well, give me three.
No. The thing
I know.
Yes, but I'm no, saying, I'm saying it's my favorite.
Those are your words.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Think oh about it.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
And the word has four words. It's my favorite. You for sure have it. What's my favorite thing in the world?
Dogs?
Animals?
Okay. Christmas animals.
Yep.
Five geese a layin'.
No.
Partridge in a pear tree.
No. Oh my God.
Two turtle doves. I don't know. What the fuck? Christmas?
The most popular one.
Reindeers.
Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely no part of me would have gotten that. Just based on it's my favorite? You've never talked about Rudolph.
No, I know, but
how
like
am I supposed to know Rudolph is your favorite?
Because he's an animal, he's a reindeer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy.
Loud day song.
Loud day song.
Yeah.
Silent night.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Silent night.
You changed keys halfway there. Ooh.
Okay,
she
okay.
Said remix.
Scrambled?
Eggs. Eggs Benedict.
No. So scrambled? What is it called? Turnover?
Eggs. Something with eggs. What the fuck? What kind of eggs do we eat for Christmas? Deviled eggs.
No. You don't eat it.
Ah. Hated eggs. Easter eggs.
Easter?
I don't know. Chocolate eggs.
Sometimes, no. I wanted to give you, like, a hint.
You also only gave two.
Okay. Drink.
Eggnog. I'm like, yep. Eggs. If you would have gave that, you could have said
it. I thought you would have had it.
You just kept, looking at me and you weren't even giving me the third word. Okay. Eggnog, good. It's supposed to be fast.
Oh, well, fuck me and we skip it then.
No.
It's too bad.
Oh my God, that's how charade works. It's like, normally you're timed.
Oh, fuck me.
You're like timed and then you have to go quick because the next, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, just tell me I suck at this. It's fine.
Okay, you suck at this. I take orders and direction very well. Not to brag, but it's on my resume.
I feel like you play a lot of these games. Like,
I do.
See? I never play these games, so this is, like, all brand new to me, so I...
You don't actually suck at this. Oh. You're just not quick.
Okay.
You're supposed to go quick.
Okay.
If it's too easy, then...
I'm gonna say Christmas.
The whole thing is Christmas.
No, I know. Hold on. Christmas movie.
Die Hard.
Yeah, I'm missing one word.
Elf. Nutcracker. Young. Nightmare Before Christmas. Young. Home Alone.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I only watched that movie once. I
love that movie. What?
Yeah, I know. Some people are like, I watch it every year. Or like,
I
whatever.
Love that movie.
Only once.
I think I've only seen Elf like maybe twice.
Oh, see me, it's The Grinch. I just love The Grinch.
I love The Grinch. I love The Grinch.
I know you want to sleep with The Grinch. Yeah.
The Grinch is one of my heroes. Yeah. So we know why I watch The Grinch. Why do you watch The Grinch?
I just think it's so fun. And, like, actually seeing real-life Grinch on, like, my Instagram feed and shit is so hilarious. Like, people who play the Grinch out and about.
Like, mascot
dress up or whatever. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. It's so funny. The kids are like...
Have you seen the ones where they run in the house and they grab the tree? And
yes!
And the kids are like... They're like screaming and crying. It's so funny. I love it.
I would do that to your children.
It's so traumatizing. It's great.
Honestly, sign me up. I'll fucking do it. I'll play whoever. Okay, I'll do you.
Okay.
I'll do you one last one and then you can do me.
Okay. Oh my God. So hard not to make a joke, but all right.
I know. Fuck. Favorite love language?
Gift giving.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, it's your turn. Okay. Like, don't pick hard ones. Because I'm not going to be able to guess them. Promises. Why am I so nervous?
Song?
Wow, I thought you were supposed to be fast at this. The fuck? You're going to roast me. Look at you. Okay.
Gold. I just want to say the word in French. Can't.
Gold song.
Song. Gold. Instrument. Oof.
Wow, you find this so funny.
Because it's really not easy.
Oh my God, I told you to give me easy ones.
I thought it was, but I just...
Is it bells? Okay, I'm close. Bells? Silver bells?
Yes.
Yeah!
Honestly, props to you.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I don't even know how you got
bells. I almost gave up. And then I was like,
how did you get bells?
I don't know. Because you said instrument, but gold. And I said bells are usually gold, and technically it's an instrument.
Oh, yes.
Smart, right?
Because I only said gold because I was like opposite.
Of silver. Yeah, I know, but I thought bells.
Gold instrument was even better.
Oh my God.
Your favorite animal.
Well, it can't be a reindeer. We just talked about it.
No.
It's not. My favorite animal, it's a dog.
No.
A donkey?
Yeah.
So what was it?
It's just donkey.
I was like, there's a Christmas donkey I didn't know about? The fuck?
I think he's in the nativity. You know, when Jesus was born, there was a donkey.
You're right.
I'm assuming that's why it's related to Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I saw it and I was like, that's not a Christmas word, but I'll keep it because it's donkey. 3 balls. White.
The snowman. Frosty the snowman.
Yes.
Yeah! Oh my God, I'm actually good at this. Keep going.
Silver. Tree. String. Maybe you just don't know the word.
Maybe you just
Because I feel like it's really easy.
Oh.
Strings of silver in a tree.
A bow?
I think maybe you just don't know this word.
Okay, what is it?
Tinsel.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
It's like, you know those, like the long plastic strings and you put a bunch of them in the tree?
Yeah.
It's called tinsel.
Gotcha. For them to, like, look sparkly-ish?
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
no. I would have never guessed.
Snow.
hill.
Toboggan.
Tubing?
I like another word.
Another word for tubing? Slay something? Oh, what's the word?
Close.
Crap, what is it?
What is that called, the thing you slide on?
In English, I don't know. A toboggan?
Yes, but another word for it.
Oh, crap. My God, my vocab is so short.
It's like the wooden ones that are like curved at the top.
Yes, I know what you mean. Oh, my God, what are they called? Just tell me.
It was going sledding.
Oh, like a sled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a fail. Yeah, it's fine.
Song?
I don't know many, so this could go either way.
Lips?
Song, lips? Wow, you're really bad at this. What the fuck? You're like, this whole time you need to be quicker, you need to be quicker. Look at you!
Song, lips, sneaky.
What? Sneak. Mistletoe something. No?
No.
What is that song? Under the mistletoe. Imagine people listening, they're like, yeah, it's this, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're
idiot.
Yelling. You're like, ugh! So frustrating. Like, it's really harder when you're in the,
100%.
The driver's seat, okay?
Why is nothing coming to mind?
Who usually dresses up as Santa Claus?
That old uncle.
Or...
Or there's someone else? A grandpa?
No. Younger.
Younger than a grandpa? A dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who would be kissing Santa Claus?
Mom.
So what's the name of the song?
Mom kissing Santa Claus. That's only four. Caught mom, caught. Caught mom kissing Santa Claus.
Close enough. I saw mom kissing Santa Claus. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, there you go. Oh my God, after fucking 10 minutes.
I thought once you got kissing Santa Claus, you'd be like, click.
Well, I know what you were referring to. I just didn't know the actual name
of it.
Oh my God. Okay.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. We'll try.
Oh God. I just told you. If you think I don't know, I for sure don't know.
Reindeer. Name. Star.
Is it a movie?
Mm-mm.
Is it a song?
Reindeer. Name.
Oh. There's only Rudolph.
What? No, he's just leading the pack.
Yeah, I know, but like all the other ones have names.
I know.
Oh my God. I don't remember, but I know what you're referring to.
It names them all. They all have names.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. I only know one.
She's like, I love the Christmas animal.
And this bitch only knows one. Oh my God, I don't know. Forget it. What is it?
Comet.
No. Nope.
It's like, I know Dasher and Prancer and Blitzen and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and something. Something.
That's like why that. I saw Cupid. I said, this is Valentine's Day. Why the fuck is it in there?
Oh. That's one of the reindeer.
What an idiot.
Work. Money. Extra. I thought that was going to be so easy.
Work, money, extra?
Mm-hmm.
Working overtime. Working around the clock.
What? No.
Oh, I thought that was pretty good. What the fuck?
Who's working around the clock? Santa? His elves?
Yeah, literally. That's why.
Okay, no.
Work extra.
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah. I so see it's pretty what, fair. Oh. Fuck.
Fair guess, but it's not that. So move on now.
Why don't I know this? Should I know this?
Yes.
Yes, you dumb. Maybe your words are not good.
My words are good.
I'm just saying, takes you forever to...
Work? Extra money.
Look at her saying it. I don't fucking know. What is it?
Work will give you extra money and be like, here, it's your...
Gift? Promotion? Bonus? Bonus?
What time of year is it? What's the holiday?
Christmas bonus.
Yes!
Oh my fucking God.
Christmas bonus.
That was really bad on your part.
What?
Yeah.
Work extra money.
That was, you guys tell me if that was bad. I think.
I'm so sorry, but I think that was good.
I would have said, like, boss.
Well, you didn't, first of all. What do you mean you would have said? Oh, if you were in...
Yes, if I were in your shoes.
Okay, go on. Boss. Extra money?
Maybe.
And that would have been good.
Yeah, that would have done it for me.
Oh, man. Should we do one more?
Yeah, one last one.
Number. Incense.
Incense.
Mm-hmm.
De l'encens, hein?
Mm-hmm.
De la senteur d'encens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Numbers, incense, and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, la crèche.
No.
Oh. Are you even fucking cultured?
Well, because I'm not even religious, so I feel like I know even less.
I'm not religious either.
Well, me neither. That's what I'm saying. That's why I assume we would know the same amount.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's a common story to know. Who brings incense to Jesus?
Mary?
There's three of them. Oh, fuck, I said it. Shit. I meant number. Okay, well, there's three of them. Les trois.
Les trois petits picochons.
I didn't know they were in the Bible.
I feel like there are pigs in there.
Pigs?
No. I feel like there must be.
In the Christmas story?
Yeah.
I don't think there's pigs.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I think there's like, there's a donkey.
Yeah.
And a sheep, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Okay, so I'm assuming you just don't know this.
Yeah.
The three wise men. Les trois rois mages.
Et Seigneur en français? Non.
No?
No. In English, heard of it, but like, no. Fuck, I didn't know this was like History 101.
Is it history or fiction? We don't know, but...
Facts. We don't really know.
But it's
That's something
story.
That we'll never know. The actual story of Jesus?
Yeah.
We'll never fucking know.
No. What, did insane? He even live? I don't know.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus. Do I believe that there's, like, a God above? Like,
oh, God, we're going there. Jesus.
No, but...
She's like, here's what I believe. All right, Americans, strap in. You're about to get angry. Okay, go on.
No, but, like, you know how religious people will say, like, whoever you pray to, it doesn't have to be God, but, like, you're praying to someone, and it's... Like manifestation and stuff. Like you're calling someone higher
power.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. That's what I believe in.
Okay. But it's not necessarily like a white bearded man in the sky.
Exactly.
It's not like Morgan Freeman up there.
No, oh, that could be cool actually. Love a good
Have
Morgan.
Have you never seen isn't he's played God
oh,
in
I thought
a couple
he,
movies.
Isn't he past? And I was like, oh my God, what?
Isn't he God?
Yeah. I was like, cause he's quite old.
Yeah. Probably in his 80s, I'd say.
Oh, shit. Maybe. No, yeah, you're right. And he started his acting career, I think, in his 60s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and he
Yeah, because think of a movie where he's 20. I don't know.
None. None. No, but he's a legend. Anyway.
Yeah, he is.
That's all I wanted to add.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not
Great.
Going further.
Higher power.
Yes.
I think we'll leave it at that word
yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah. I think I embarrassed myself enough today. Now I gotta go clock in.
I think it's clear that you don't read the Bible or are that religious or celebrate Christmas in any kind of Christian way. So
we're gonna wrap it up because we've been yapping. Yeah. I mean, we've as been we yapping. Do. So we hope that you had a lovely holiday, because when this airs,
Christmas will have gone.
You're right.
Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Exactly. No,
and
that's
why. New Year's is still the holidays.
That's why I said holidays and I didn't say Christmas.
Yeah, but you said had. And I'm saying, I feel like New Year's is still holidays.
Yeah, but that's going to be another episode. That's why.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I hope you're still currently having a good holiday season. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And we'll see you next year.
You're right.
Next year.
Oh my God, 2025. It's our year, babes.
Wait, maybe not next year, actually.
What?
No, yes, next year.
Yeah, no, it's our year next year.
No, I meant,
I know
sorry,
what you meant.
I was...
I'm like, shh. Okay.
2025, the year of...
The year of...
Are we sorry?
Yeah! Oh, I love that. That's it. That's a wrap.
Bye.